Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Get Snagging. If you're in the process of buying or have bought a new build property, then this podcast is for you. My name is Ian Lively of Lively Professional Services Limited. If you would like more information, then you can check out our webpage at www.livelyprofessionalservices.co.uk. So this week, we are going to be talking about the things you need to do when moving into your new build home. Now that your new home is nearing completion and it's nearly time for you to get your keys, apart from this being exciting, it can also be really stressful. There are a number of things you can do to make this as easy as possible. I've put together a list which should help remind you of what you will have to do if you haven't already done it. This is by no means exhaustive, but should be a good helpful guide before you move house. These are some of the things you will need to do. If your flooring, carpets and curtains are not included in the sale, then you will need to arrange for carpets, flooring and curtains to be measured. Don't forget to order your phone line and internet, book your removals, arrange house and contents insurance, and cancel them from your old house. Contact the gas, electric and water companies to let them know you were moving. Don't forget to cancel your tenancy with sufficient notice if you were previously renting. Most importantly, don't forget to tell your friends and family of your new address. You will need to redirect your post to your new address. If you can also book time off work, this will give you time for packing, moving and getting settled into your new house. And if you're going to use a snagging company to snag your new house, don't forget to organise this. You will also have to change your address and update your contact information with your bank, building society, credit cards and store cards, pension provider, Inland Revenue, the DVLA for your driving licence and car documents, any child benefits, schools, local councils, dentists, doctors, don't forget your employer or clients, TV licence and your Sky, Netflix, Virgin accounts, insurances such as life, car, house, any shopping you have delivered, so home deliveries such as Amazon, utilities, gas, electric and water, passport, mobile phone provider, any clubs such as your gym or golf club, cleaner for your house windows, don't forget to cancel them at your old house, any store cards or other organisations you receive invoices from. Before you get your keys, your builder should arrange a home demonstration with you. This is to show you around your new home and to explain to you how everything works. Preferably, this should be a few days before you get your keys and not on the day of key handover. This is never a good time to have your demonstration as you will have enough to do on the day without cramming in a home demonstration. My advice is always take your time during your home demonstration and have a good look around. Make sure if you see any snags or something you are not happy with, it is documented on the home demonstration form. And I would also do this again on the day of key handover. It is important that the demonstration is not rushed. This is your builder's opportunity to show you your new home. Make sure the site manager shows you how the heating works, your appliances, and don't forget to check the dishwasher and washing machine. If they have water in them, that shows they have already been tested. If they haven't, then run them during the demonstration. Check your smoke alarms are working. Check where the water meter stopcock is. Also, what should you do in case of an emergency? The drying out process, how to report defects to your builder, and ensure you have a copy of the builder's customer care procedures and your warranty. Check that the following are working and note down or take photographs of any defects you see so your builder can rectify them before you move in. Check your doors, windows, lights, taps. When you do the taps, check that the hot water is coming out of the hot side of the tap. Shower doors, kitchen unit doors and drawers, any wall or floor tiling. Don't forget, ask as many questions as you can and let your builder know if you are going to use a professional snagging company. This sometimes makes them do your snags before you move in. Your new home should have been thoroughly cleaned for you before you move in. If it hasn't, tell your builder. So before legal completion, there is now a pre-completion inspection available, only if your builder has signed up to the new home's quality board. So if you were given the opportunity to have a pre-completion check carried out, then my advice is to be very careful. Whilst this sounds a great idea and you can give your builder a snagging list, be careful. The inspection is restrictive as it is purely a visual inspection and not a full snagging inspection where you or your professional snagger can use equipment such as levels or thermal cameras to check things. This then becomes an extra cost to you, and my advice is to wait until you have your keys and your home can be thoroughly checked and professionally snagged, which is much better for you. So things to do on your legal completion. Once your solicitor has exchanged monies, you will eventually receive a phone call from the salesperson telling you to come and collect your keys. Once you have been given your keys, the salesperson should provide you with all guarantees and manuals for every appliance. Make sure you register these appliances at your earliest opportunity, as the builder will no longer rectify any issues with them but put you back to the manufacturer for them to do it. They should also provide you with emergency procedure. This should be provided as part of a handover pack. When you take the gas, water and electric meter readings, check the serial numbers are the same as on the meters that have been written down. Also, take a photograph of the meter. That way, you have a record of the meter readings on the day. Ensure you have all documentation related to ground rents, lease or service charges. And this is also a good time to check that any defects you identified during your home demonstration have been completed. If not, agree on a date when your builder expects to have them completed and make a note on the handover form. Try to stay calm and don't get stressed, which is easier said than done. So as you did during the home demonstration, I would check everything again to make sure everything works. Check for any further snags, such as scratches, dents, chips on tiles, etc., as it will be hard to convince your builder that he has caused them and not you once you have moved in. Write these down and take pictures. If you are not sure or have forgotten how the heating works or anything else, ask the site manager to explain it to you again. It is normal to forget these things and he will not mind going over them again. Now that you've got the keys to your new home, if you have organised for a professional snagger to check the house, now is the time to get them in. If not, and you're going to do the snagging yourself, then do it carefully. And if you're not sure of what to do, check out episode 4 and that will explain how you do your own snagging. So now that you're into your new home, please read all the paperwork that the salesperson has given you, especially the guide to your new home. This will explain essential information on what to expect from your new home during the first few months. Things such as the drying out process, how to care for your new home, maintenance of turf and such things. You might also start to notice some shrinkage and cracks appearing. Don't panic. This is normal and your site manager should have explained all this to you at your demonstration. With any shrinkage, and it's normally worse up your stairs than anywhere else, if you can fit a pound coin in it, then you need to let your builder know, as this is classed as excessive. Otherwise, any shrinkage will be down to you to maintain at a later date. Don't forget to start your snagging list as soon as you can. I hope this episode has been useful, and as we finish this podcast, if you have any comments or topics you would like me to cover, then drop me an email to socials@livelyprofessionalservices.co.uk. For more information, don't forget to visit our webpage at www.livelyprofessionalservices.co.uk or our YouTube channel at livelyprofessionalservices.co.uk. If you have enjoyed this episode or any of the other episodes, then don't forget to like us, review us and subscribe to keep up to date with new episodes on whichever platform you listen to your podcasts. It really does help us to improve the channel. So until next time, thank you for joining me today and I look forward to talking to you soon.